Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, it was ugly. That's pretty much an obvious accounting of the Pitt loss the other day. About as ugly as it gets. And it's one thing to lose to Notre Dame like that. They've lost to Notre Dame like that, I believe, 3 times in a row. But I feel like the Pitt football program is diminished from that whole week. And I have to wonder what the athletic director, Alan Green, is thinking, honestly, watching how all that went down. Starting with a quote that the more I look at it and consider it, is one of the most unbelievable quotes in the history of college football. I don't think that's overstating it. I still can't believe that Pat Narduzzi said it to kick off a week in which Notre Dame is coming to town, in which a stadium that nobody has been able to fill on any kind of regular basis was going to be filled and packed. And did I mention Notre Dame's coming to town? And did I mention Tony Dorsett will be there and Aaron Donald? And it's a chance to show the country that you are to be taken seriously this season as an actual contender. And the first thing Pat Narduzzi did was essentially say, yeah, we could get beat 100-10. And the next two games are way more important than this one. It was just an unbelievable quote.
Absolutely not. You know, it is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. You know, I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can.
I can promise you that no coach in the history of the sport, and it's been around for a while, who was playing Notre Dame that week ever said anything like that. That's one. And then two, you get to the game itself, they get railroaded again. And then at the end of the game, in a contest that he, you just heard him, was underselling, he thought it important enough to call a timeout with 5 seconds left to try to save some face. I thought that was unbelievably embarrassing for Pitt football. I mean, the goal here is to be a national player. The goal is to get to a playoff. The goal is to be taken very seriously. You just heard that quote. You saw the end of the game. You saw the game itself. And Pitt football, again, just to me feels very diminished on this day. It feels sad, actually. It feels like a diminished program. Now, he can make up for that in a hurry, Bob, if they win a couple and get to the college football playoff. But, man, for now, for today, That was a very, very bad week for Pat Narduzzi and Pitt football. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I totally agree. And we said it when it happened. I couldn't believe those words came out of his mouth. And, you know, the context of the question was, hey, you had just lost to Notre Dame, combined score of 103-10 over the last two meetings. And his opinion of that. And,
how important is the game, the person right. said. Yes, yeah. is it must win was the question.
But the answer should always be yes to that. You know, he's been around a lot. They all, and you're right. I've never heard that from any coach. I don't care what we're talking about.
Me neither.
You know, you can get on James Franklin for a lot of stuff, but one thing he always did was pump up the other team and pump up his team heading into whatever game it was. So in this case, it was so obvious the answer. He would have said, listen, we take that seriously. They kicked our butts in two games. This is Notre Dame. Does Notre Dame know we have more Hall of Famers in our group of you know, programs over the years than anyone else, or whatever you want to say about it. Tony Dorsett's coming in here. We have, look at our banners. You're going to see what this means to us. We take pride in representing those people who paved the way for us here in terms of their careers. We want to win this game. Yeah, the other two are important because it's ACC, but I am not going to sit here and say anything except this is a huge game for us, always will be when Notre Dame comes to town. And that gives at least a feeling to your team that this is business. When you throw that out there, it just a whole week I thought to myself, how are fans going to react to that once they fall behind? Because I knew they would at some point. How is their team going to respond to that? There was a huge divide in the talent level. You saw it on that team. And if he was trying to, you know, deflect the importance of it because the last two are more important because they're ACC games, I think what this also does is send a terrible message about the ACC to the rest of the committee who's going to be voting on who gets into what at-large teams, and maybe not even a conference champ. I watched Georgia Tech. They should have lost the other day. They lost 2 weeks ago and got throttled. Miami has totally disappeared from they may have a division or a conference winner that may not even get a chance to go to this because of the way the ACC looks and some of the battles they've had with better teams.
I mean, this whole thing was a massive embarrassment, and it ended with Marcus Freeman, a widely respected coach. Well, I'll read the headline from The Athletic. Marcus Freeman's cold shoulder for Pat Narduzzi caps a cold-blooded statement win for Notre Dame. He wanted no part of Narduzzi, I'm guessing because of the shenanigans at the end with the ridiculous timeout. What did you make of the timeout?
Well, I thought it was ridiculous. That's a good word. Why? At that point, what are you trying to do? If the game doesn't matter to you in the beginning and shouldn't matter with 5 seconds left when you're down that big. So the whole week was bad.
It's unreal. I mean, this is The Athletic. It's Pete Sampson. After making headlines this week by calling Saturday's game anything but a must win and wondering aloud whether Pittsburgh would be fine giving up 100 points, Narduzzi seemed adamant in keeping up appearances at the end. I want to hear from people. And this is shaping up like last year where Pitt puts together, you know, an impressive record through its first 7, 8, 9 games, whatever, and then just crumbles. Like I said, he could make people forget about this if they win the final two, he could. But right now, man, it's hard to think of a time that this program has looked lesser than this. It really is. I'd like to hear from some Pitt fans on this, and I'd love to know what Alan Green is thinking. Because Pat Narduzzi, the fact remains, against major college football teams, he's barely above 500 across a number of years here. Nothing's really happened. There was the Pickett year, and they also extended a streak, by the way. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's 43 years in a row, something like that, where they've lost at least 3 games. Unbelievable
streak.
It's
a long
streak,
absolutely. And, you know, the other thing is you want momentum going into everything you do. Just think of last year. They were 7-0 and everything fell apart and they lost out.
Yeah.
And I would have made that comment if I were Pat Narduzzi too. I would have said, hey, we went through this last year. This is important. We want to keep our winning going. We won 5 in a row instead of ending the way we did last year. We want to go and sweep this. This is a tough assignment. We know that. But this would elevate everyone in this program to go out there and beat Notre Dame or whatever.
I mean, that quote made just national news. McAfee was here talking about it to people when he was hosting game day.
Yeah.
It was one of the most unbelievable quotes I've ever seen. 412-928-9370.
That he was trying to deflect attention to the last... None of that makes sense to me.
Well, I think he was in his head. The idea was, I want to deflect pressure. But then there was an even worse quote later in the week where he says, "I don't like pressure." He said that, a major college football coach.
But he's the also first guy we'll talk up Duquesne when he plays him. He's the first guy who's going to talk up all these teams. Why don't you care about Notre Dame? You know, and I get the bottom line premise.
I mean, there was a deft way around it. He could have said must win. You know, that might be strong because we have two big games left. But any game against Notre Dame, especially with this atmosphere, when we're trying to be taken seriously, it's about as close as you could get. And for our program's sake, yeah, I think I would call it that. We got to win. We've been embarrassed by this team. They might be the highest profile team in the country. And we're going to have all kinds of people here. We're going to have some of our greats here. This is a huge, huge game for the Pitt football program. It is. Instead, he delivered that. And then, like I said, he made it worse. I forgot about that quote when he tried to clarify later in the week by saying, "I don't like pressure. I was trying to take pressure off my guys." And then the ridiculous crap at the end of the game. It just looks so small, so petty.
Yep.
So Division One Double A. What are you doing? But I've said that many times with him.
Yeah, I sometimes I wonder if he's talking too fast, and his thoughts are there. And generally speaking, yes, the last two games are conference games. Yes, you want to win those two. But all of these games throughout the course of a season are important, given how the tournament – and let's assume for a minute that even with two wins, they may not be. I've been painting this picture before that comment was made, that if Pitt has a good showing and beats Notre Dame and then wins out, they at least have a conversation about being an at-large team, because we don't know who's going to be the ACC championship. Why would you shut off that road, that path, to any possible at-large entry by diminishing the game and then having your team look terrible in it?
I can't really imagine being a Pitt fan and watching all that go down this week, because that is honestly the way I would feel. Like, God, do we look small? What is this guy doing from beginning of the week to the very end of the week? And then Marcus Freeman just wanted, nope. Did you see their partial handshake pop? And Freeman just turned and walked away. Wanted no part of him. And I wonder how Alan Green and Pitt fans feel if this season finishes poorly here. Last year, the quote was, after Pitt went 3-5 in the ACC and 7-5 overall, we had a, quote, successful season. We won three games a year ago. He was talking about the year before, and they picked us 13th in the conference. I don't think we finished 13th. No, you finished 10th. What? And then the year before that was, this is Boo City. It's one thing after another, and it's not enough winning. There's just simply not enough winning. This Alan Green fired Gus Malzahn at Auburn after Malzahn went 68-35.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
What's happening here?
Well,
Narduzzi, in the 7 seasons around Pickett's run, so 4 before it and 3 plus after it, is .500 against major college competition. That's a fact.
No, and even within an ACC, there have been games that they've played and should have won and didn't win. And the comment last year about a successful season, that's the wrong time to make that comment also. You just lost out.
Yeah, after you go 3-5 in the ACC. How is that in any way successful?
And again, if you're going to set standards to be high, you have to, as the head coach, set them high. Speak to them as being high and not settling for anything that you're lowering the expectation bar in that case.
Well, the lines are packed, and I'm curious to hear what people think, what they have to say. Let's go, Limits.
Yeah, let's start with Nick and Mars to chime in.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys? I don't know honestly how you move forward with something like that, man. I really don't. It's that's a little bit of a mini rivalry game at the very least. Not only did the major implications of knocking them out of the playoff and then trying to get yourself in a good spot to get in the playoff, those comments and then the result, I mean, I like Narduzzi. I liked Narduzzi. I don't think he's a bad guy, but I liked him as a football coach because he wanted to be here at Pitt.
Yeah.
We've seen some guys that didn't want to be here. But, like you said, those comments he's made in the past and now with this, how could you not – what do you mean you don't like pressure? What do you mean you don't – this game doesn't matter? I mean, it's Notre Dame. The stadium is going to be filled up at your place. College game day is there. What are you talking about? I don't get it.
There's so much.
And then they came out flat and they looked bad. So,
yep. And he called a timeout with 5 seconds left to try to save a little, as if losing, whatever the score, what was the score? 37-8, I don't remember, 7, something like that.
Yeah.
As if that would make a difference. Like it was sad is the word that comes to mind, Bob.
Every part of that whole week was sad. And it's deflating also. They're going to go on a road to Georgia Tech this week, and it may have a carryover effect. It really might. Now, he can say, well, wash that clean. It's not a conference game. We have everything. And that's all true. But I think it's human nature if you're a player to think, what the hell just happened here?
And I think there is something to be said for what that caller just mentioned, that especially when you're coming from where Pitt was coming from when they hired him, he can be a likable guy. I don't think he's a bad football coach, and he did lend a program stability. He wants to be here. But they've pretty much flatlined, as Pitt had for the 35 years before that, before he got here, 30 years, whatever it was. And now this, it doesn't appear to be getting better. Believe me, he can make people forget about this. He's got 2 ranked teams and a chance to go to the ACC title game. Although I did hear them talking on College Game Day about whether – the ACC winner of that game might get snubbed.
Do you think this game helped the ACC? No, because if Pitt wins the conference, they're going to look back and say, wait a minute, they lost to West Virginia, they lost to Notre Dame. And if they have a choice to make, they may de-emphasize. I don't think they will. I still think ACC, whoever
Me
wins,
too.
Will. But
there's
going to
be a discussion about it,
Absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely, and this doesn't help the discussion for the conference at all.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm. Where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Next.
Here is Jim and Peters.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, yeah, this is pathetic. I'm a huge Pitt fan. I graduated from Pitt in 1975. In fact, I was there when Dorsett scored 300, ran for 303 yards and four touchdowns. Tony's probably, he probably couldn't sleep that night because this is Narduzzi's got to go. He's had one good year when Kenny Pickett was there. Basically, that's it, in my opinion. You know, to make a statement like he said, I couldn't believe that. About, you know, we don't worry if they're going to lose. And, you know, I mean, I don't think he thinks before he talks. Bob alluded to that. Because that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard. I've been following college basketball since early, football and basketball since the early 70s. Now I'm an avid Pitt fan. I mean, I was there when Pitt went to the Elite Eight in 74, and they won the title in 76 when Dorsett was the Heisman Trophy winner. But getting back to present time, you embarrassed yourself. Dorsey was there. Aaron Donald was there. The place was packed. It's not the same atmosphere as it was when the Vince Stadium. I won't tell you that. Because you could walk to the stadium. There were 60,000 people. They're going to Oakland now. It's not the same atmosphere.
No, and the other thing is you're setting, you know, you want these national games, prime time, whatever, big networks, you want them. From them, if you play well and show your program off to be something on the rise and worthy of being in the conversation with, should they be in a, you know, an at-large opportunity if one is available to you, these are games that matter big. In fact, I would say maybe matter as much as the final two, because even if they win the final two, they may not get into that game. You know what I mean? So they're all big, and this is Notre Dame. Anytime Notre Dame comes to town, say what you want about them, but they are one of the best draws in the country, anywhere they go. Beating them makes a statement to your program that will have implications on what happens in recruiting and everything else.
And maybe that was the best answer. Is this a must win? Yeah, we're playing Notre Dame. Isn't every game against Notre Dame a must win? This is what you want. Yeah. This is why we lift all them weights. This is why you play college football, for college game day to be here for the first time in 20 years. And for those shiny Notre Dame helmets to walk in there with all their history. This is why you play college football. Not we could get beat 110-10 and it won't matter. What? Bob, I still, the more I look at it, I'm just in total disbelief that he said it.
Yeah, when I heard it, I said, is that, I got to look at that again. I was trying to figure out why he would say it. And while I understood about the last two games, obviously they're conference games. But this is when anyone saw that schedule at the beginning of this season, you would have looked at that and said, oh, Notre Dame coming to Pitt, man, circle that one. That is high on our list of must-see events. It's going to be sold out. It's the mystique of Notre Dame coming here. Pitt's on the rise, hopefully, and you want that. You want to see where you are.
And then to end it like that, I can just imagine Pitt fans just cringing, just putting their hand over their eyes like, oh, my God, he just called timeout with 5 seconds left. Oh, my God. That's how I would feel. Next.
Here is Jim in South Park.
Hey, Jim.
Hello, gentlemen. I think between Franklin's arrogance and Narduzzi's buffoonery, Pennsylvania has not had a lucky time college football-wise over the past few years. And as a Pitt alum, you know, it's hard for me to really gauge what you do with Narduzzi. You know, on the one hand, everything you say is right. You know, things are basically flatlined. But the way college football is today, and unfortunately, Pitt at this point is essentially, you know, it's basically a small private school in a pro sports city. You know, and I know that that's not the, I know people say, hey, you can't think like that. You know, you got to, you know, want more. And I don't know if they're capable of more in today's college football.
That's a great question.
An average team.
That is a great question. And I've said at times that, you know what, this is basically it for Pitt. Narduzzi's a guy who wants to be here. You're going 8-5, 6-5, 11-3, 9-4. You have a terrible 3-9, 7-6. Now you're 7-3. You're around 500 against major college teams in the 7 or 8 years around that Pickett run. This is probably what they are. However, you can't display that and advertise that to the rest of the world. And in a 12-team playoff, you should be able to get in once in a while. You can't advertise, if you're Narduzzi, that this is good, this is good enough, and you can't make your program look as small as it did. It's almost like just be, you know, mediocre in silence. You know what I mean, Bob? Don't make it worse. But he does raise a good point. Like, and we've been talking about it since I started writing sports in this town. What is Pitt truly capable of? Like what is their ceiling?
Well, the ceiling would be you get a coach who takes them to a level they haven't been at. The level's been the same. It's the same watermark we've
seen.
What
level would that be? What would it look like?
Winning the ACC on a, you know, turning into a Clemson.
Yeah,
you know?
Bob, it's been 40 years.
I'm just saying, you're asking
years.
Me what that's.
Do you think that's realistic with the recruiting base that they have?
No, but there are people who can turn things around. I mean, look at what Indiana's done. I never thought of them as a football school, and all of a sudden things are going completely differently because of Cignetti and what he's brought to that university.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is if you get it right, and people will support winners. They will. They'll come out no matter what. If you're the team, for example, that was ranked ninth and you have a game against Georgia Tech coming up this week and you know it's for potentially getting into a playoff, I guarantee you that place would be close if not packed. Because if you have a history, you have to build that history, though. This history has been the same over and over again. It's just, you know, just get to a bowl game. Right? Just become six wins, get to a bowl game. Where are those bowl games located?
I'm not sure that Pitt can do much better than Narduzzi, to be real honest with you, but he makes it 10 times worse than what it, you know, it's not that bad. And if the best thing you can say about your program is it's not that bad, then it's probably not great, but maybe that's just what Pitt is. But then you add on the horrific PR that he lends the program by misspeaking all the time, and then it becomes not tolerable. In my opinion, you know?
Yeah.
And I would say you can probably do better than this. I would say that too. But let's see what he does. Maybe he gets the last laugh. Do you think they're going to win these last two games?
I think Georgia Tech's a tough place for them to go. I don't know now. And I do think there's a carryover effect here. I think they may lose both of these games. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to see what happens, though. I want to see them get to that opportunity in an ACC championship game. And you say, if this happens, people will kind of put this Notre Dame game in the back. I don't know about that. I still think it has implications that go beyond just this game this past Saturday.
I mean, if they go to the ACC title game, nobody's going to care about Notre Dame, are they?
If they lose it, maybe they will.
Maybe. Maybe.
You know, but I mean, you're making it so that you have to now, you know, come out from that performance we saw last Saturday and go to a place that's hard for them to win, I think. Georgia Tech, they've had some wins there, but that's I expect Georgia Tech to come up and give them everything they can handle.
One more call, limits.
All right, let's go to our guy Greg in Youngstown to chime in.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, he's an embarrassment to Youngstown, Narduzzi. You know what? I grew up next to Kavanaugh. Matt Kavanaugh and Jerry Osowski, those were my neighbors when I was a kid. I mean, this is what were my neighbors. And we used to win back in the day. The problem with Narduzzi, and that game showed it, we didn't have a running back. We couldn't run the ball. This quarterback dropped back every play, and they just pinned their ears, and they destroyed us. I mean, doesn't he know you have to run the ball a little bit? No, we don't have a weapon. Connor was the last good running back we had, and he hasn't gotten a running back since then. I mean, they have to run the ball. You're not going to beat Notre Dame dropping back every play.
Bob?
I think they've had some, and I think they have some pretty talented running backs led by Des Reed, although he's more of a pass catcher than anything else. Those two freshmen behind him are pretty good. And they've had some, you know, Abanikanda, when he was here, was a good running back.
He ran for 300 yards in one game.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't
know
if it's that so much.
That is true.
But it's just that they haven't been able to put together consistency together, offensively and defensively, so that they can go on. And this is an ACC that's very winnable, Joe. You'd have to agree with that. Clemson's having a very down year. Miami started good, but they're kind of falling back to where I thought they might be. Who else has stood out to you in the ACC? It's winnable. And yet,
nobody. I mean, Virginia's had a pretty good year. And Heinschel, it's fair to say, had a horrific game.
But I don't think that was his fault either. I think a freshman...
Bob, he was throwing the ball right to the other team.
I understand that. That interception, I understand that part. But I think there were also some drops in that first drive. I think if they get points away from the first drive, it may change a little bit of what was happening. Although, as I said, there's a huge disparity of talent there. But I didn't see after that too many receivers getting open to the point where he didn't have enough time to figure out where they were if they were open. So... for a freshman quarterback, that's hard to do.
He was brutally bad.
But it's a good experience for him to go through this. Not every game is going to be like the five he had before. He showed himself up in Florida State. I think this guy has the moxie to rebound. He better for their sake this week. But you have to go through those downs to appreciate the ups.
Sure. And yeah, so, I'm willing to say that, and I still like him, but that was... that was not what I thought it was going to be from him, for sure. But Narduzzi's the story coming out of that week. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bob, we've reached your favorite portion of our Steelers Victory Monday. You ready?
Good song by Austin City Limits there. I like it.
He's having a good show, I think, Bob.
Yeah, he always does. You put a lot of pressure on him, though. I see it.
At least a 6 out of 10, right?
Bob, the pass rush steps up. I have to step up and try to avoid it. There is multiple blitzers, a corner coming off the edge.
And you're turning into Goey Cora there, trying to avoid it all, and just it comes at you fast from both angles.
He
you have to step up and run.
Rick Gofield, too.
He is Dick LeBeau bringing the zone blitz on me. and I had to avoid it. I'm like Josh Allen stepping up in the pocket.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. You should join us tonight over at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino. It's a toast to the Fan. We're celebrating our 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. Thanks mostly to Bob. I feel like this incredible honor wouldn't be possible without you, our loyal listeners. So we're saying thanks the best way we know how. Fan buying the first 300 guests a drink. Bob and I will be doing toasts along with the other Fan host. The host toast, Bob, you might say.
Yeah,
yes.
Why not?
Come raise
we're
a glass.
Toasting the Fan.
Hang out with your favorite host and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh sports radio. Can't wait to see you. That's 6 to 8 p.m. That's the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino. We're going to have a whale of a time, Bob. They just told us we can dress casual. I have a jacket and a nice shirt in the car. I might just wear this Washington Wizards warm-up jersey, though. You think that's appropriate?
It's very casual. Looks nice, yes. I'm going to be coming off the set on television at KDK TV, so I don't know what I'm going to look like. I may have a suit on, or maybe I change.
You're going to have a nice suit on, or you're going to come in like you did at the last Fan event, sit down and have a nice glass of wine and spin some yarns. I think.
I was the runner for Bob during the 15th anniversary. I was told, go get Bob this, go get Bob that. Man, I brought Bob like a glass of wine. I brought him some hors d'oeuvres.
You did a very good job. I was very happy with your service.
Anything else that I could provide for you, Mr. Pompiani? That'll be $17.50.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Partly cloudy today with a high of Carson Bruner, 44. Aloha Franco, 32. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Decisions, decisions, Bob. Let's roll through these quickly. The first one facing Mike Tomlin could be who to play at quarterback. We spent a large portion of the show on this. And this comes at a time, by the way, when the Jets are officially benching Justin Fields, just for your information. Let's hear from Ian Rapoport to inform us before we make our decision and say what the Steelers should do.
This was on the NFL Network.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is going to have tests this morning just to determine how long he is going to miss with his injured wrist, if he is going to miss time. Here is our understanding. This is something I've been reporting with colleague Tom Pelissero. Aaron Rodgers does have a tiny fracture in his left wrist. That is what the x-ray at the stadium revealed yesterday. The reason why he's going to have more tests after, you mentioned, a player landed on his wrist, it was torqued in a way, it was just too much pressure, and a bone ended up breaking. Aaron Rodgers, to my understanding, has told people close to him that he will be back very soon. He has told more people close to him that he does not want to miss a game. He is pushing to play in this game. I know it seems crazy because he broke a bone in his wrist, but it is a left wrist. If he's able to grip, if he's able to receive the ball on the snap, it is actually possible that Rodgers could play this week. I had someone tell me that he was essentially 50-50 to play this week. So it sounds bad, but Aaron Rodgers does want to play and is trying to see how he could do it for the Steelers.
All right, Bob. So the decision is, will Mike Tomlin play Aaron Rodgers even if he's compromised by this injury? If Rodgers pushes for it, I say yes, Tomlin will let him play. You?
Yeah, I would say yes, too. They brought him in there for this reason. The only thing that concerns me here, if he's not 100%, you could still make that injury worse if you take another hit. And he has been very, very kind of skittish back there about getting hit of late.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that, when you get older, again, I keep harping on the age, but you just don't want to be hit. And especially in that Chargers game, when there was pressure, you look to get happy feet. That's the only way I can describe it. But he's been around so long, you wouldn't expect that. But I think it's just that thing about getting hit that he wants to avoid it. And in doing so, sometimes get rid of the ball before you need to, or just, you know, unwilling to get sacked.
Do you think Tomlin, even if he believes it's in his team's best interest to play Rudolph, will play Rodgers if Rodgers lobbies to play? I do.
I do, too. And we'll see how that goes in one game. And if it's a problem, then the decision becomes a bigger one heading into the next.
All right. Decision two. What were the New England Patriots thinking when they decided to trade Kyle Duggar to the Steelers? They essentially gave him away. The Steelers even got a draft pick back. They got Kyle Duggar and a 7th round pick. The Patriots got a 6th round pick. I'm just dumbfounded here. Why? When at the time... And it still could be true, by the way. It still could be true. You don't know how this season will go. Buffalo had a big win. they could be competing with the Steelers for a wild card, or they could face the Steelers down the road at some point here. Why in the world would you give an AFC rival, meaning they're wanting the same thing you want, a player that, at a position of desperate need? What are they doing? And he looks like he's a good player. I had somebody text me or tweet me yesterday, you sold on Duggar yet? Yeah, he looks great through three games. I'm still going to wait a little while, but man, he sure looks like a really good player. I thought he probably got beat for a touchdown in that Chargers game, but man, he made up for it yesterday. He had a huge hit, and he had the winning play with a 73-yard interception. Why did the Patriots decide to do this, Bob?
Especially because, as you described, they could very well meet in the playoffs, and you're helping a team that was really kind of desperate in that safety position. They didn't have many hands on deck, you know? And so they needed something, and you're in the same conference, and who knows how things are going to work out. You may face them, and maybe that guy comes up, and just imagine if that happens. If it's Kyle Duggar comes up with a big interception of Drake May, critical game in the fourth quarter of a whatever, wild card game. For nothing. I don't know what Duggar did there to make him in the outs with Mike Vrabel, but clearly something happened there where he was not.
They look the Patriots, this is about the only thing they look dumb for this season, but they look really dumb on this one. I
at least for now.
I
like you said, it's a long season. We'll see a lot of ups and downs.
All right. The Bengals go for a 2-point conversion.
Stupid.
With the point already on the board. Bob?
First possession of the game, you're going to do that. So if you miss, that means you're pretty much chasing. And it also means you may be in a situation where you're going to force yourself into doing things you don't want to do later. Makes no sense to me. And the play call was even worse, I thought.
Me too. On all counts, I agree with every syllable and half syllable you just uttered, Bob. And said it while I was watching it. What are you doing? The score's tied. So you get to go to a little before the 1 yard line, like the 1.5 yard, 1.25 yard line, whatever. Whatever it is. I've seen it happen in multiple college and pro games, people going for two too early in the game. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. You're going to be the risk is you're going to be chasing that point the rest of the day. I don't get it. And then the play call, essentially, you take Flacco, you split him out wide so nobody covers him. So when you account for that and the guy with the ball, you're trying to block 9 on 11.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Zach Taylor?
It was the opposite of the tush push. There are no tushes pushing anybody.
There are no tushes to push, Bob.
And the thing is, too, you had momentum. You just scored after they scored. The Steelers just scored. They come back.
Right.
You take the crowd, at least temporarily, a little out of the game. You kick the extra point 7-7. By opening the door and missing that the way they did, the crowd is re-engaged. And not only that, the Steelers are re-engaged. It's like, oh, well, you think you're going to need two here? Why are you doing it? I just think it's the coaches really outsmarting themselves with decisions like this.
So do I. And it seems to be an epidemic of, yeah, let's just go for two as soon as we can, especially if we get that penalty. I mean, for what? Didn't the Steelers do this earlier this year? I can't remember.
This early? I don't think in the first possession.
I thought there was a penalty. I can't remember. The Connor Hayward spot on the tush push, and I'll go into a mini soliloquy here. Almost 50 years after Mike Renfro, instant replay remains broken. There's simply not a mechanism by which to fix egregious errors. And I saw it twice yesterday in the NFL. And it probably happened more than that. This was one. And then the criminal pass interference call on the Lions last night when they had a chance to get the ball back late. One of the worst calls I've ever seen. So 50 years after Mike Renfro and however many years after the Saints got robbed of a trip to the Super Bowl because there was no mechanism by which they could get an interference flag thrown when it should have been, we're sitting here in the same spot talking about the same thing.
Talking about the same thing.
Nobody knows what the difference is between replay assist and a challenge flag. Like, when can replay assist step in? They couldn't step in yesterday on Connor Hayward and say he wasn't anywhere close to the first down marker. They couldn't step in last night. I guess there's no mechanism where they're allowed to say you should not have thrown that flag because there was no interference.
None. And it determined potentially the outcome of the game. What were they looking at? They should have the ability to do that. I totally agree. As soon as I saw that play last night in the Lions game, I'm saying, They should make more of a fuss. There was hardly any touching there, and they called pass interference on a third down.
Collinsworth said right away, that is a terrible call.
And it was, but there should be a mechanism. Why have all these things if you can't use
right.
them? The other thing I haven't seen, and I don't know how many weeks, is a virtual measurement. What are they doing? If you have that at your disposal, why not
there
use it?
There was one in the Broncos game yesterday.
Okay, but
I've only seen one in the Browns game, too.
I've only seen a couple. What a joke. What a joke the entire replay system is.
Here's the thing about virtual measurement. Apparently, whatever the spot is on the field is where they're going to spot it.
Right.
That's a bad way of doing it. Yeah. The virtual measurement, if they're going to have the technology, which they do, they can see where the guy actually landed. And because in the case of Connor Hayward, he was well short.
Well, how can virtual measurement tell you where a guy landed unless there's chips on his knees or something?
No, you just put a chip in the ball is what I'm talking
about.
But that
doesn't tell you where he landed.
Well, it tells you where the ball is.
It doesn't tell you where the knee landed compared to the ball.
My point is, why would they spot that ball where they did? Both of those guys who came in, you look at the side judges
they're
coming
idiots.
In. They both were at the line of scrimmage when
yes,
they were coming in. And
I
then
know.
They marked it a full like yard behind, which I didn't understand why that was.
Wait, what? They marked it a yard ahead.
Or ahead, I'm sorry. Yes, ahead.
Yeah.
In other words, it was short. Everyone knew it was short.
Everyone watching the game knew it was short.
The Steelers knew it was short.
The Steelers knew it was short. It was short.
Right.
How can that be? How can replay assist not say you're wrong, just correct it?
Well, they should be able to do it. I thought that's what replay assist was, that they can interrupt anybody and call down and say, hey, that's wrong. That's the first down.
What an absolute clown show this continues to be. I don't know what their abilities are anymore. I don't know when they're supposed to.
Well, they could tell them to pick up a flag. If you could tell
them. Can they tell them to put down a flag? If you see somebody like the Saints play that cost them a Super Bowl.
They should be absolutely.
Where a guy got tackled on a pass play.
That's a bad call. We're wrong. That's not right. They should be able to do it. I don't understand why.
It's mind-boggling, and it's getting more embarrassing by the day, by the week. All right, the roughing the passer calls. There were three of them. First, T.J. Watt. Good call?
Well, first of all, that whole roughing the passer thing, it's just they made it impossible on officials. He did not land full body weight on him. He actually tried to avoid it, I thought.
I disagree. I thought he leaned into it pretty good there.
I think
Kyle
he also
drove
knew
him into the turf.
His AC joint was sprained, and he was going to make sure that got even more sprained. But the official has to make that call, I suppose. The ones on Rodgers, to me, did not rise to the level of the Watt one, even though I wouldn't have called any of them. In my opinion, I'm not doing that.
I'm okay with not calling any of them, but the ones on Rodgers, we've talked about this. There's a Tom Brady rule that never gets invoked where guys tackle quarterbacks low. He didn't even tackle Rodgers below the knees.
No, he was at the waist.
And he got called.
And he got called just because of the way the play went. And the other one was just
worse. The second
one was
laughable. I've complimented officials on our show, Bob, on Mondays this season. This game was a disgrace. I also thought the DK Metcalf offensive pass interference was a bad call.
Yes. Again, hand fighting.
A little hand fighting.
I don't mind.
Okay, he extended his arms. I don't care.
What I do mind are egregiously grabbing somebody in the arm, you know. But they don't. They seem to want to call a lot of those. Just like at the end of the Lions game. My God, why would you call that in that situation?
Horrifying. And I'm just outraged by it because he had a chance for an epic ending and maybe an extended
and
game.
And in this day and age
else.
Of all sorts of sports issues for gambling and people involved and cases to be made that people have money on the. Wouldn't you bring that to the table?
Well, then they had the nerve.
Wait a minute. Why would you call that? Is that official being? You know, I have those questions now.
Then they had the nerve to put out a statement. The head official put out a statement after the game defending the call.
How would he defend it?
Said he basically he got his arm in the way and it was interfering. I know he didn't. I know. How can the league let that statement go out to the world?
Remember when there was a time when there was an envelope that came on Tuesday and they apologized for a call? Do we still have those days? They may send them via email now, but
two more quick decisions. Roman Wilson outsnaps Austin pretty significantly, and Mount Washington outsnaps everybody. He needs to be their starting tight end. I think we've seen that. And also, Roman Wilson getting more snaps than Austin. I don't know that I have a problem with that either, but certainly Mount Washington needs to be the guy. And Pat Freiermuth only targeted once, Bob. Those are three decisions.
And he made
decisions.
A nice catch, and he avoided a tackler to make a first down. He has to be more involved than that. But, yeah, it looks like Jonnu Smith is a guy who's just – I think he was targeted twice with no catches yesterday.
Yeah.
They gave him a year extension of $12 million, too.
Oh, my God. What about the Mount Washington going back to being the primary snap getter at tight end.
I think that's the way it's evolved, and it's going to only continue to get more in that direction.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? He's a good blocker. He can do a lot of things for you on that. And when he gets the ball, you know, people are making business decisions, as they say. They don't want to be anywhere near him. Geno Stone, more than anyone.
He turned to Stone
just said,
on that play.
I'm not going to do this. He let him get an extra 10 yards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.